Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I think we're going live now with our professor. Professor, are you with us?
I am indeed. Is that Paul?
No, Professor Chad Thomas. It's a confusing day for us at Chai FM, especially for the listeners. They were looking so forward to hearing Simon Anstey's voice, and instead they got my voice. I'm Chad Thomas, and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Prof, thank you so much. Prof, sure. tell us everything we need to know. I'm watching live on CNN as Governor Andrew Cuomo is getting ready for the New York State healthcare workers, who are some of the first to get COVID vaccines, and they're busy preparing this, and it's live on international television. We've heard some other countries have had rollouts. Tell us more about the rollout, and tell us what's going to happen in respect of South Africa.
Well, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you what I do know. And, you know, there are a lot of questions, as you say. When are we going to get the vaccine? How much vaccine are we going to get? Which vaccine are we going to get? And who will be vaccinated, amongst many others? So let me just take you a little bit back in time. A couple of months ago, you know, when all the candidate vaccines were still being evaluated in clinical trials. And what happened then is that wealthy countries, high income countries with a lot of money to kind of spend and throw at things, they decided to pre-order, and there was a scramble, literally a scramble, to pre-order vaccines even while vaccines were being evaluated. So at that stage, it really was a risk. Do we know that the vaccines were going to be safe? Were they going to be effective? And they took the risk because they were just worried about being left behind, because obviously vaccine manufacturers, there's a limit to what can be produced. So they scrambled and they actually pre-ordered and paid for more than half the world's production of vaccines. So that left the kind of middle-income countries who didn't have that kind of money to throw at something, which at that stage was not being proven, left them behind. And they were saying, well, will we get vaccines? And of course, the low-income countries were also being left behind. So what happened is that a facility was formed called COVAX. And COVAX relies on pooled procurement. In other words, so far, about 189 countries, I think it's actually 189 countries, have signed up to COVAX. It was initiated with WHO, together with a number of other bodies, one's called Gavi, the Global Alliance for Vaccine, CEPI, the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness, and one or two others. They got together, they got all these countries together, and the kind of bulk purchasing power then allowed them to also negotiate successfully for vaccines. So what's happened, and the kind of aim, of course, is an equitable distribution of vaccines. So the middle-income countries who know where are going to be left behind or could have been left behind, they will have to find the funds themselves. Like South Africa, we're a middle-income country. The low-income countries, of course, their purchase is going to be subsidized by the Gates Foundation, the Wellcome Foundation, some European countries, and so on. So we're going to get our initial tranche of vaccine from COVAX. And that's probably going to come during the second quarter of next year sometime. And that's enough for immunizing about 10% of the population. You must remember, even the wealthy countries at the moment are only getting a limited tranche of vaccines, again, to immunize their high priority groups, which will be then at sometime about the second quarter of next year. So who are these? That's about 10% of the population. So about just under 6 million people. These are obviously the frontline healthcare workers, because they are exposed to the virus. They've got a high risk of getting infection, and they, of course, they can also spread the infection. So they're at the top of the list, the frontline healthcare workers. Now, healthcare workers, of course, not only the professionals, it's the doctors, it's the nurses, it's the cleaning staff, it's the porters, all those people that come into contact in the healthcare setting. Then we have the elderly, for obvious reasons. They're more at risk of getting severe disease, particularly those who live in homes, in nursing homes, and care homes, and also the elderly who are regular clinic attenders, because they usually got some other illness or comorbidity which makes them vulnerable, and being a regular clinic attendant makes them quite easily accessible. Then also people that are incarcerated, either in prisons or otherwise institutionalized, again, because the infection, once it gets into that setting, will spread very rapidly, and sometimes even outside those facilities. And then lastly, various defined key personnel who need to keep the country going. So that's about 10% of the population. It comes to about just under 5.8 million people. So that's COVAX. That's our 10%, our initial tranche of vaccine. But there is also bilateral negotiations with various vaccine manufacturers. Those are ongoing between the government and the various vaccine manufacturers. To, of course, what we eventually, you know, the vaccination is going to be in two stages. The one stage is what I've just said, the selective vaccination of at-risk individuals. And the second stage, of course, is to try and immunize as much of the population as possible to get to herd immunity. But that's, of course, going to be further down the line. And that's where the bilateral negotiations with the various manufacturers comes in. So that's going to be at a later stage. So I hope that kind of gives us sort of a overall view of where we are with vaccines.
Prof, you gave us an incredible summary there. Thank you so much for that. In closing, there's been a lot of fake news around, and we don't know what to take literally and what not. And one of the fake news, well, it may have been fake news, it may not have been, you can help clear it up, was that South Africa missed an interim payment in respect of our contribution towards getting vaccines for South Africa. Is there any truth in that statement?
Well, it's actually a distortion, really. Yes, there was a deadline which COVAX set, but many countries didn't pay at that stage. We did sign an intention to be part of COVAX. There were some issues which COVAX put in their conditions, which our Treasury Department had to negotiate with. So that took a little bit of time to get all those I's dotted and the T's crossed. So there was a negotiation between the government or Treasury and COVAX, but that has now, it's about to go through. And we're not really left behind. We are still part of COVAX. So it's not really, I think the media did distort that a bit.
Giving us a great summary of what's happening in terms of the vaccines that are being rolled out worldwide. That was Professor Barry Shaw, Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.